This is .NET Cast with hosts Mark Baker and Nick Hemdahl.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
And now introducing your host for .NET Cast, Mark Baker.
Welcome to .NET Cast. I'm your host, Mark Baker. Thanks for joining us again. With me tonight is my co-host, Nick Hemdahl. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Mark. We're going to have another great show tonight on .NET. And don't forget, you can always find us on the web at www.ddj.com/podcast/.NET Cast/.
Before we get started tonight, finishing up our chat with Microsoft Regional Director and ClickOnce guru Brian Noyes, I wanted to mention just some of the huge number of resources that are out there right now by Brian on ClickOnce technology, smart clients, .NET 2.0, soon to be called .NET 3.0. They're out there for developers who are interested in these technologies. Brian's written a huge number of white papers and presentations and slides and all sorts of other material that can really assist you if you're looking at doing any kind of development with these technologies. One of the first things that I want to mention is something called a code camp. If you're lucky enough to have one of these things occur near where you're at, there's just a really nice way to get access to people who are really experienced with these technologies. We actually had one here recently in Reston, Virginia, which I had a chance to go to, and Brian was there. He actually presented a few sessions on smart client technology. One had to do with data binding. One had to do with ClickOnce, actually securing ClickOnce. I also talked about WCF a little bit, which he's going to talk about in a few minutes with us. But it was just a great way to spend a Saturday. It was all day Saturday at a Microsoft office here in Virginia. And just to sit and listen to people talking about the technologies and how they're using them within their applications. Another thing Brian is coming out with is at the end of this year, he's releasing a book called Smart Client Deployment with ClickOnce. Publishers Addison Wesley, and it's expected in the fall. Brian is the renowned expert on ClickOnce. Whenever he writes anything on ClickOnce, that's pretty much what you want to go to and go through, because he's had a huge amount of experience with it in the real world, deploying applications and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't work. So if you Google him up, you're going to see all kinds of mentions and articles on him. So when that book comes out, if you're doing anything with ClickOnce, get a copy. I know I will. The next thing that I wanted to mention is he has a MSDN article called Configuring ClickOnce Trusted Publishers. And the MSDN link for that is huge. And so rather than do the whole link, actually voice over the link, I just mention a Shrinkster link for that, which would be shrinkster.com/GC9. So if you just put that into your browser, you'll get there real quick. And it's a lot easier than putting in this long URL. But that's one article he's got. Another one he's got is called Automated Smart Client Deployment Today and Tomorrow. And that's at the serverside.net website. And the URL on that is shrinkster.com/GCA. If you put that in your browser again, you'll get to that article. Third one is Deploy and Update Your Smart Client Projects from a Single Server. And that one was done for MSDN Magazine. And the Shrinkster link on that is shrinkster.com/GCB. So those are three resources you can get to, and of course one this fall, which will be his book that we're going to be looking forward to. I know I will be. Another thing I wanted to mention is that Brian is actually releasing a white paper. He mentioned this at the Code Camp that has been, I guess, brewing over there at Microsoft at the MSDN site for a while, and he's expecting it's going to be released anytime, although he didn't have a firm date on it, where he's going to get into much more detail about ClickOnce, how to get it to work, specific issues, really like an advanced guide on how to use ClickOnce and how to deploy it. So if you're doing anything with the technology, keep an eye out for that article in MSDN. Again, I don't know when it's going to release, but it should be released soon. Another resource is Brian's website. He's got, of course, a website and a blog. And the URL to that is www.softinsight.com/bnoyes. That's B-N-O-Y-E-S. If you go to that website, you'll see Brian's blog, and he's got a whole bunch of links and other types of information on there about ClickOnce and .NET development, smart clients. One of the things I wanted to mention is that he, a tech ed session just recently gave, he actually talked quite a bit about smart clients and smart client technology, including ClickOnce. And he's got a series of slides from that tech ed conference that are really useful to sort of get more background on ClickOnce and and the technology itself. And the Shrinkster link on that is shrinkster.com/GCC. All right, well, we're going to pick up our chat now with Brian Noyce as we talk about the Windows Communications Framework and best ways to use it and how to deploy it within your application. And I'll be back after Brian. We're finished up with Brian to talk a little bit more about some exciting new news in the smart client world for Microsoft. Some things, if you're doing anything with smart clients, you definitely want to wait around for the end of the show and learn more about what's actually happened. All right. In this final episode, Brian Noyce starts off talking about how Windows Presentation Foundation, or WPF, is a technology waiting on a revamped Visual Studio to make full use of its capabilities by developers.
Without a good, rich designer for doing drag and drop, laying out of controls and hooking up properties and the kinds of stuff we have with Windows Forms today, then it's not going to be very productive to write WPF apps until we have that.
Right.
But in terms of the distant future, I would say you will see more and more of the UI portion of your smart client app is going to be written with WPF. WPF supports ClickOnce deployment already, so it has the same kinds of notion of the automatic deployment and update that we've talked about. Data interactivity, like I said, the high-end feature is a visualization that port. It's got some interesting and very rich concepts for styling, so things like skinning an application and applying styles and things that are typically more attributed to web applications today, you can do those now with WPF. So I think there will be a sway over time where more and more smart clients out there will become WPF apps, but I would say that's not really going to take hold until late 2007 and beyond.
Great.
And other things to be aware of in the future, I said that one of the most challenging aspects of smart clients today is addressing that offline scenario.
Right.
There is definitely a lot of work being done on that by Microsoft. The data team, the smart client data team led by Steve Lasker, they're looking into ways to trying to incorporate some out-of-the-box capabilities in the framework for addressing those scenarios. A lot of it is centered around this
SQL
new,
Server
if you haven't heard about it, called SQL Everywhere, which was called SQL Mobile before, and it's a new kind of evolution of the SQL product for a little lightweight database, client-side database for single-user type application.
Yeah, I think there's actually no code. It's just the data, right? And it's seven or so DLLs that they're hoping to deploy through ClickOnce, I believe.
Exactly. You can actually do it today with SQL Mobile. There's just a set of DLLs. You basically go reference all the SQL star DLLs in this particular directory under Visual Studio. It will work with any app. It's just that when they shipped Visual Studio 2005, SQL Mobile was only targeted for devices, basically, so it only supported up through tablet PC. But you can actually, there is a way you can deploy to any Windows XP desktop with SQL Mobile. You just, the kind of weird, not really something you'd want to do in production workaround is you have to first install Visual Studio on that client machine, and then it'll work fine. Requiring all your users to have a Visual Studio license is probably not real realistic.
That's
but
not going to work.
By I think they were targeting May June timeframe to get the first versions of SQL Everywhere out there, so that you can start doing this stuff for real.
All right, well, Brian, thanks a lot for coming on the show. We've had a great time talking about smart clients and ClickOnce in particular. I think it's going to be really helpful to people who are looking at smart client technology and trying to figure out how it might work with their products and where they want to go. But
thanks
Brian.
All right, take care.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
Before we go, I wanted to take a minute and talk a little bit about that big news I mentioned at the beginning of the show regarding smart client technology that's occurred this week. July 1st, 2006, Microsoft has released, officially, the Smart Client Software Factory. This is the toolkit formerly known as the Smart Client Baseline Architecture Toolkit, SCBAT. As you might be wondering, the acronym on Smart Client Software Factory is SCSF, and no, there is not a funny way to say that. It's just SCSF. But it's finally released, and if you're using that technology, you're thinking about using that technology, it's definitely out now, version 1, and you can get going with it. Before, it was really in CTP mode, where people could download it and use it, but it hadn't actually been officially released. It's now officially released, and people can get going with it. If you go to the msdn.microsoft.com/practices site, that's P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E-S, there's some links on there to download the Smart Client Software Factory software, as well as some other documentation on the background material on it. Basically, the Smart Client Software Factory, if you haven't used it, is a package that encompasses all of Microsoft's guidance around smart clients. It's software, but it's also guidance. It has a lot of information in there, including reference applications, which personally I think are actually one of the more useful parts of the software factory, because they show you what Microsoft thinks is the best way to actually use the technology to develop essentially a real-world application. And they've tried to model a couple bank applications off of what they think people would be doing in this type of space. And so if you're looking at trying to figure out what Microsoft would do in a smart client application, they're great resources in which you can see how they've actually attacked the issue of when to create services, when to create events, how to model an application, how do views relate to presenters, and what kind of unit tests did they create. So you have a real good sense of what Microsoft's P&P team thinks that you should do when you create a smart client application. If you want a quick link to actually download the technology, you can get it at shrinkster.com/GCE. If you want to go right to that link, you don't have to go to the long MSDN URL, which is a bit long to say on a radio show. The other thing last week, was they released the Guidance Automation Toolkit and also the Guidance Automation Extensions. And these are two packages that you're going to need if you're going to work with the Smart Client Software Factory. And basically what they do is they extend Visual Studio to enable guidance packages to be used. And in the Smart Client Software Factory, a big part of it is guidance packages, basically things that automate the generation of code so that when you use the technology, it'll actually generate views and presenters and other artifacts you need for smart clients in an automated way within Visual Studio. And you need these additional pieces of technology to do that. Another thing I want to mention before we go is the Mobile Client Software Factory. And this is a sister technology to the Smart Client Software Factory. It's obviously devised to run on mobile devices. And a quick link to that is shrinkster.com/GCH. That software is actually still in CTP mode. It's not been released yet. But if you're doing anything with mobile devices, or if you have an application that's a smart client running on a desktop, and you're thinking about getting it to run on a mobile device, or you'd like to, it's certainly nice to have a sister technology that you can use that's very similar to the SCSF, but it's basically been optimized to run on a mobile device. A final personal note. Actually, my team and I have been using the Smart Client Software Factory SCSF since earlier in 2006. For a .NET 2.0 desktop WinForms application that we're developing. And one of the things we've been amazed with SCSF is just how stable, easy to use, and rich the technology is. It's basically an architecture that's going to form the backbone of your WinForms application. And actually, I think one of the unfortunate things is that because it's called the Smart Client Software Factory, there may be people out there who are looking for an architecture model that they can use for their application, particularly if you have one where you're looking for an extensible and modularized architecture for your application, where they see the smart client label and they go, well, you know, I don't have a smart client. I think I just have a normal WinForms application. I'm not sure I'm going to need the other aspects of a smart client, click once or remote web service access or whatnot. And so I'll keep looking. And I think that's unfortunate because the Smart Client Software Factory technology is useful for any type of WinForms application. Anyway, if you're thinking about developing a WinForms application, do yourself a favor and download the Smart Client Software Factory at msdn.microsoft.com/practices and try it out. You'll be glad you did.
Well, that's all for this episode of .NET Cast. Send us an email at .NETcast@sunburstsoftware.com and let us know what you think of the show. Take care, everybody.
The opinions expressed on .NETcast are solely those of the participants and not necessarily those of its sponsors or CMP Media, its partners, or employees. .NETcast is a CMP DevNet podcast and is produced by Sunburst Software at sunburstsoftware.com. Additional production support has been provided by Digital Context at digitalcontext.com. CMP DevNet is solely responsible for the content of .NETcast.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.